Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Up first, he used to be a lifeguard back in the day, and he always reminds us of his 2 successful saves.
Yeah.
Here he is. Producer ready, everybody. Go ahead.
Guys, this is not a good story, but it happened, so I have to tell you guys. My son was having a birthday party at the bowling alley, and then my 4-year-old, all my kids were there, but my 4-year-old was bowling. A lot of kids around, and you know where the ball comes out of the hole?
Yeah, from the
It spits it out.
Yeah.
Well, my 4-year-old put his hand in there, and the machine grabbed his pinky, and, like, he just ripped it out as fast as he could, and there's blood. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he lost a finger. Like, this is terrible. He's screaming bloody murder. We look at his finger, and luckily, I mean, it's purple. It's blue. I mean, it's, like, it looks really, really bad. The fingernail's probably going to fall off, but we had some nurses there, and they looked at it, and they said, you know what? It's really the best-case scenario. Like,
the rip-off part of his fingernail?
It didn't, but it's so damaged that it's going to fall off.
Well, I'm glad his finger's not.
I mean, I just kept telling myself,
partly
like,
damaged.
The good news is he could have lost a finger, and
yeah,
he didn't.
You're right.
Crazy.
But there was blood everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible, Bone.
All right, moving on. When it comes to technology, he can't do anything on his own. He still doesn't know how to put email on his phone. Oh. Here is Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
That's a true statement. Guys, this weekend, I saw 2 celebrities in the same day.
Together?
No, not together. 2 separate celebrities. And it was like, whoa, whoa, celebrities everywhere. We're all out and about. And
we're just.
Yeah.
You think they told anybody they saw you?
Probably.
Did you get talk to them?
Yeah, some people asked for a couple pictures.
No, the celebrity.
Oh, no, because there was the one, we park in someone's backyard and we're walking to the soccer stadium. And I look back and I'm like, huh. There's Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. Just
that's cool.
Was anybody messing with him?
No, he was with...
Like in a good way, like taking pictures, hey, big fan.
No, and that's what I thought was crazy. I told my wife, I was like, how crazy is it that he went from not being able to go out in public without being mauled to now he's walking up to the stadium with, I would assume, his wife and a kid. There was a kid there and a woman, so I don't know if he's married or what as a kid. But I was like, that is crazy that his life has switched that much.
Probably enjoys it now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Who was the other one?
And then I'm walking to the bathroom with my 3 kids, and I look up, and I'm like, hey, there's Breland.
How was he doing?
He was surrounded by people, looked like a big group of friends out for a good hang on a Saturday. And
on earth.
Who talks like that?
And he didn't say hi to me. I didn't say hi to him because I had my 3 kids. And I mean,
did he see you?
Maybe he didn't see me. Maybe he doesn't like me. I don't know. So I was just like,
nothing leads to him not liking you.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he like you?
I don't know.
Literally, you just made that up out of thin air that he might not like you. If he saw you and then ignored you, that's one thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he saw me, but he was right there. And I was like, oh, there's Breland. Look at that. three celebs. I mean, it's just all of us hanging out.
You didn't mention the third one.
Me.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean.
So you still didn't mention the third one. Got it.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, Chris Kirkpatrick, Breland. I mean, it was a pretty action-packed day.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox. She goes by at Radio Amy on Instagram, and our hope every single day is that she doesn't get scammed. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Well, speaking of scams, I don't know if this is a remedy for inflammation, joint pain, but I saw on Instagram this thing called a cabbage wrap. And so what you do is you get a head of cabbage, and then you
take... This is already somebody messing with you.
You take the leaves and you bang them, like hammer it out, just to get the juices flowing, and then you place the cabbage, say, on your knee, if that's the area, and then you get saran wrap, and you wrap it tightly around, and it's called a cabbage wrap, and it's supposed to help, like... You know, a holistic way.
Have you seen
way?
Anything that says this could be true? Because this is just a prank, and someone's seeing how viral this can go by dumb people doing
it. No, I saw it on tons of...
Yeah, exactly.
TikTok.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, TikTok,
and
Instagram.
Sometimes people do it to keep promoting the prank.
Will spread. Well, I mean, I haven't done it.
Did you see anything, Mike? Did you look and see if there's anything about putting cabbage on your body and it heals you?
If you consume cabbage, it helps with inflammation.
Yeah, but you're not consuming it.
But you're getting the juices flowing in your
skin.
So
if you put a pill on your on your leg, is it the same thing as eating the...
Well, maybe if you hit it with a hammer.
Right. No, crushed cabbage is one of the most widely used anti-inflammatory remedies in Polish folk medicine.
Yeah, to eat. Not to wrap on your leg. You're not a cabbage wrap, kid.
No, I think it's internal and external.
Oh, maybe you're... Maybe, yeah.
But yes, what is folk mean?
Old.
Yeah, okay. Like not true.
No.
Oh, no? Like when they say, like, old folklore?
But that doesn't mean it's not true.
Oh. Okay, well,
it means it's been carried on generally. Ray, will you do mine, please?
Wait.
We're in a mess here.
This is from nutritionfacts.org. Cabbage leaf wraps for arthritic knees. Hey, unbelievably, this is a true thing.
Here.
You've proven nothing, even with the words you just said.
That's what it says. It says, unbelievably, a randomized controlled trial of cabbage leaf wraps for arthritis was published, and it actually helps.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, thank you, Amy, for your medical advice. Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he hates to run, and his favorite part of the workout is when it's done. Ah. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, yeah.
I wish you guys could see this, but this is my car tire, and this is a nail halfway through the sidewall.
The side of it?
How did you do that?
That's bad.
Someone
not even in the
thread,
the
tread or
the
whatever.
Tread, yeah. In the sidewall, and it is deep.
That means it's a goner.
It's gone. Yeah. Today they have to replace it, and it wasn't leaking air. I just happened to go, what is on my tire? Big fat nail. So they got to replace the whole thing. I got to buy a new tire, and I know it's a construction out here.
Oh, for sure, it's got to be.
Then I fixed it. I'm like 2-3 tires deep over the past few years because of construction. Here, we should be able to invoice. I don't know. Construction.
We tried it.
We tried it with Ray's, and they didn't bite.
What are we supposed to do?
I know. Nothing, man. It's a lot.
Sue?
Swallow it.
There have been 3 nails in my tires over the past 2 years, all from right here at work, and they won't do anything about it.
Ah, man. You could be a target.
That's not a nail and tire target. I've seen nails and
tires.
No,
I'm saying like someone takes a hammer and nails it.
That's what I'm saying.
In.
But how did it get
that
there?
That is not that.
It's on the side.
Yeah, well, that's where you do it.
Yeah, that's where you do it. So they have to buy a new tire. Or else if you just do it in the middle, they can patch it.
What you do is if you're targeting,
you slash it.
And it goes down. You don't get,
we'll leave this here for later.
So that's the drama here. I just got a stupid tire replaced because they won't clean up after themselves here on the construction site. Mm-hmm. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've started a new job where I make a lot less than I used to. And the culture is here. You buy your boss's gifts for every occasion. A birthday gift. A boss's day gift. A Christmas gift. My boss makes 3 times more than me. I'm conserved with money for a multitude of reasons. And I don't want to buy him gifts. Especially not a lot of them. What's your opinion on giving your boss gifts? Am I being a Grinch? What would you do? Sincerely, have you seen the inflation rates? That is bizarre, and I think that's a culture the boss probably created himself.
What on earth?
You should celebrate me and buy me gifts
every occasion.
The problem is, if everybody else is doing it and you're not, it's going to be hard for you to gain favor with that boss. And if he's the one making the decisions that's raising pay or promoting, that's going to hurt. Now, if he's not, that's a different story. But I bet he is. But that's bizarre. And if you're in that culture, you kind of have to live within the culture until you get out of it, or you'll be kicked out of it.
Or you could talk to coworkers and be like, hey,
you know what that's called? You're going to turn...
Take a stand.
No.
Yeah, that's a revolt.
No, wait, you don't know my idea.
You're going to make them not buy them
no,
gifts.
No, I say
strike.
We rally together.
I like this, actually.
And all
I think this is the culture that I can subscribe to.
No, of course you do. You're the boss.
Exactly. That's why.
Okay. No.
You pitch in together, and that way everyone spends less, but you can get a
that's
nicer gift.
Well, if I'm the boss, I'm like, whose idea was it to buy me one gift?
From everybody.
Jimmy.
But it's better. Trust me, that would work. That's what we
I'm
going
to go with
before.
You either have to jump in. Or you need to find a way to get out yourself. That's weird.
It's very weird.
And it's not something that I'd want to be involved in and feel the pressure of, especially if this woman or guy, whoever the boss is making decisions about your career and your life, because it's going to hurt you if you don't get in and take part in the culture. So I would either buy him stupid gifts, buy her stupid gifts, or find a new job. Because you're not going to be able to move up not doing what everybody else is doing there.
Okay.
What? But I'm giving you real life talk, and you're like, oh, you're being crazy. But that's
no,
the truth of it.
I get it, but finding another job is really hard. So
yes,
that should be option.
So
three.
Is getting promoted when the boss doesn't like you.
Option two could be everybody pitches in.
No,
yeah, that's not going to work because other people want to use it as their shot with the boss, so they can climb up.
Okay.
Perfect time for the Bobby Bones Show special. The anonymous email to HR. Our boss is pressuring us to get him gifts. And I think it's a bad culture. And signed anonymous. Boom.
What if there's no HR?
Yeah, and what if he's the HR or she's
well,
the HR?
Right.
Exactly.
That's why it's anonymous.
But do you create an anonymous email or do you send it from your work?
But I know
account?
When it comes from LBox69 Anonymous, yeah. That it's from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a stupid culture, but either you're there, you have to, you know, win in Rome, you got to be a Roman, or move out of Rome, especially if you want to move up. I don't like it. That's a gross feeling, but that's the truth of it. Sometimes the truth don't taste good, guys.
It really doesn't.
That's true. Thank you for your email. I'd get out of Dodge if I were you. Or I'd give it a little bit till the boss moves on. But I'd probably get out of Dodge, which is an old term for the Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning leave.
Yeah. Wow, what is it? Where does it come from, though?
Get out of Dodge. For this trouble, the town was Dodge.
Oh, the town was called Dodge?
Uh-huh.
Didn't know that.
Oh.
Like, get the heck out of Dodge. There's some trouble brewing.
You just make that up?
No. The expression get out of Dodge came to use. It was a reference to the old west town of Dodge City, Kansas. And because it was the edge of the wild frontier and there was trouble there, so you better get a Dodge.
Dude, how did you know that? That's amazing.
Wow.
That's what's up. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
What do you mean red flag questions?
Well, my friend has questions for y'all because she's been dating a guy for 8 weeks. And
well, she knows down to the week like that?
We've spent about
red flag. That's number one.
On
no,
her.
Not
number
for her.
One.
Okay, fine. 2 months. I mean,
okay,
you know when you start dating someone and you just look at a calendar.
Here you go.
8 weeks. But 7 weekends of the 8, he's gone home to visit his mom. Aww. And she lives, I think, like an hour and a half, I don't know, 2 hours away. It's not a crazy drive, but every weekend he goes home. And it came up this last weekend because he was gone again. And some of our other girlfriends were like, our friend was more concerned that he may have an unhealthy relationship with his mom.
How do you know he's seen his mom and not another girl?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So
that's what would come to my mind at first.
Well, yeah, that of course she was thinking, oh, is he like too attached to his mom? And then another friend of ours said, or does he have a girlfriend?
Mm.
And so that was, she goes, well, I don't know. And then I said, okay, I'm going to talk about this on the show. And she said, that's fine. So is the mom thing even a red flag if he's going to see her so much? Or if he's not inviting her or he's...
The red flag is
weekend.
He's not available on weekends.
Okay.
Or you're not able to, listen, that's way too early to go.
Yeah.
In some instances to go, you know, have to meet the mom. But there are also people I know that met the parents like immediately and it wasn't that big of a deal. Like it's a big deal as you make it. But 7 out of 8 weekends, old boy's not around, not available because his mom. I don't know. That is darker than pink. It's not all the way red because I need all the facts. But I would definitely be holding up a pink flag. Going, you need to see what's up. A couple things you can do. One, put one of those Apple AirPods on him and track him.
Yes, the tags.
Yeah.
She's probably not going to do that.
Slide that. Is stick it under his car.
See that he's not going to see mom.
Yeah.
Number two, that's right. Number two, do it to mama's car.
Check on mama.
See where she is. See if they're in the same place
okay.
on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
But that don't sound good to me. One, if it is his mom, 7 out of 8, is she sick? If she's not sick,
not that
why are you going back 7 out of 8 times? It's cool you love your mom, but you have to go back. You have a girlfriend now. Aren't you an adult? Are you going to do adult things on the weekend? You going to nurture this relationship? Two, are you with mom or are you with mama? You know, there's a difference.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, he's 36.
Yeah, it's a pink flag. Yeah. I would definitely be holding it up going, you need to pay attention to this because this is not normal.
But
either way.
Okay, to your point too, though, my friend feels like it's a little too early to just raise certain questions, so she's just going to have to be patient, I think.
Well, it sounds like she's counting every day. So at like 10 weeks, 3 days, and 2 hours, she could probably say what's up. Eddie, what do you think? Okay.
I mean, dude, I feel like I got tricked because when she was telling the story, I'm like, oh, I mean, you got to love a guy that goes see mama.
True.
Like, right?
But 7 out of 8 weeks.
That's too much. But then you brought up, like, is he really going to see mama? Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm raising
pink,
that.
Pink flag.
Like you said, magenta flag, darker than
Ooh,
pink.
Nice
I
word,
like
magenta.
It.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it. Color's not my specialty. All right, Morgan, I'm going to you. What do you think about this?
Oh, yeah, I think I would stop seeing him, honestly. This gives wow. me the vibe that he is dependent on his mom. If she's not sick, she doesn't even live in town, he's going out of his way to see her. That's a lot of dependability on his parents and doesn't sound like he's pretty settled on his own.
Dang.
So full red?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at 2 months, I would say if it was like a few dates in, you see how it goes. But 2 months
Seven
in, that's a lot of time.
Weekends?
Yeah.
That's and that far away. If it was 15 minutes, wouldn't be a big deal at all.
Sure.
See your mom every weekend. She's right down the road.
Yeah, if you're going to a Sunday night dinner, cool. But he's traveling every single weekend. That means, one, he doesn't even like where he's living if he's traveling that much every weekend. And he's going to see his mom and spend time with her? Yeah, that's a full red flag for me.
Lunchbox?
Listen, yeah, you can say it's a mama. It's a sugar mama. He ain't going to see his mama. He's going to see someone that's taking care of him. That's what it is. It is another woman. It's not anything to do with her. He's got her during the week and another girl on
like
the weekend.
For sure?
Oh, nice.
For sure.
Oh, 100%? 100.
Okay, so should I just
mark
text
it down?
Yeah, tell her what
right
each of us say. Me, pink flag, it's weird regardless of the situation.
Okay.
Mom or something shady may be going on. Eddie said magenta.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That whatever that.
Dark pink.
Morgan says red flag. She wouldn't even text him back. And the lunchbox says he's got a sugar mama, not the mama mama. And are we making sure when he says he's going to see my mom, he doesn't just mean, he said, I told you it's my sugar mama.
Yeah, he said, I told you I was going to see my mama.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
Story is crazy. This guy Bill is at a liquor store picking up some champagne for him and his wife to enjoy when he realizes that some guy just hopped in a lady's SUV and drove off with it. It was a grandma. And she's like, oh my gosh, my grandbaby's inside. And so this guy Bill's like, oh, okay, I gotta help. I gotta do something. Here's him talking about the moment he told the grandmother to get in the car with him.
And then I says, what's the matter? She goes, somebody just took off in my car with the baby. I opened up the passenger door and I says, get in. I says, we're gonna get the baby.
Yeah, so they chase
Let's go.
Down the car. Then the guy, he cuts in front of him and gets the thief to stop. So the grandma gets out immediately and gets in the car to try to get the baby out. While she's in the car trying to get the baby, the guy drives off again. So now he's got the grandma and the baby.
Oh.
But this guy doesn't give up. He keeps following them until he gets in front of them again to stop the car, and then grandma and baby get out and they're safe, and then the guy takes off again, and then eventually he runs into a barricade and he's arrested. But crazy.
Luckily nobody was hurt. The baby was hurt. Then old Graham's got in there. Luckily she wasn't hurt and trying anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness for this fella.
This guy's awesome. He needs to be a cop.
Yeah, he's like, get in.
Or at least he needs like a key to a city that doesn't really work, but it'd be cool to put up in the house, you know?
That's true.
That's a good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'll play you a famous country song, but it's elevator music.
Okay.
A very easy version of it. An example, go. On the phone right now is Lee in Mississippi. Lee, what's going on?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm going to give you a chance here to win a $50 Sonic gift card. All you have to do is pick the winner of the game. Will it be Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie?
Yeah, Lee.
Whoever you pick will be your player. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Eddie.
Okay, Eddie, you're our racehorse.
All right, Lee, we got this.
Lee, good luck. We have five of these. Everybody ready?
Right? Ready.
Ready.
Number one, go. Amy?
Need you now.
Need you now.
Need you now.
That's right, Lady A. It's a quarter after one. Good job.
Woo!
All right, number two, go.
Body like a back road.
That's right.
Are you serious? Body like oh, my God.
Back here we go.
Eddie.
Hey,
so obvious. Body like a back road.
Body like a back road.
The dance?
Lunchbox?
The dance.
Eddie?
That's the dance. Our lives. A little fast, though.
are better left to Jane.
Girl crush.
Eddie?
Girl crush.
Amy?
Girl crush.
Good.
I got a girl Woo! Crush.
To be loved by you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Lunchbox.
Eddie, you ready for sudden death? Okay. Lone Star, amazed.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Amazed.
What's up?
We got the three.
Speed round.
This is crazy.
Eddie and Lunchbox only. Buzz in
All
with
right,
your name.
We got this.
Eddie, if you win, Lee wins.
Okay.
Here we go.
Dirt Road Anthem.
Correct.
Yeah! Dude, that's your jam, too. Hey. All right, 1-0.
Dirt Road.
Country Roads, Take Me Home.
I'm going to have to say incorrect.
Because that's not the title?
I'm going to have to go with incorrect.
Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Correct.
Yeah! Yeah! Here I come, baby!
All speed round, go.
Is it Landslide?
It is.
Yeah! Yeah!
You were so close, Lunchbox.
Oh.
Here's a voicemail from Jerry Lee in Bakersfield, California.
I just tried Amy's hack, 0 pound, 0 pound, 0 pound, and it worked. It was great. Thank you.
Can you explain this to our listeners that maybe missed it?
Okay, so if you're on hold with customer service or there's music and you want to talk to a human instead of something automated, you go 0 pound, 0 pound, 0 pound, and it should get you to a human.
I also will say this, anybody below 34, nah, maybe 30, is not going to know what pound is. It's a hashtag.
Oh, okay. Hashtag, yeah.
Zero hashtag.
I mean, we have to change how we say that because we're Meemaw Papaw when we say pound now. But yeah. But also, hashtag, zero hash. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's hard. It's a hard one. Hey, who wears cologne in here?
I do.
Every day. Eddie does.
I do. Now I do.
What do you wear? What kind?
I got Tom Ford.
Why do you do your arms out like that?
Because it smells so good. It changes how I feel every day.
Okay.
Like, I feel, like, successful when I wear it.
Okay.
Does anybody smell him? Like, I don't.
Come give me a hug.
Okay.
I know he doesn't smell bad, but I
well,
can't
I know,
think
but...
that.
It's a weird thing. You don't want to walk into a room and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, Eddie's wearing cologne. So it's a little subtle.
How do you put it on? Two fingers? Do you walk through it?
No, it's a spray. So I spray the room and then walk right through it.
Okay.
Dang, that's nice cologne, man.
Thank you, man.
Special occasion? Like, gift for special occasion?
Oh, it was Christmas. Oh, it was my only Christmas gift that I wanted.
Nice. Ray, do you wear cologne every day?
Yeah, usually Spice Bomb, but I've been using the Labo.
Like Spice Bomb, is that the one that people would get in trouble at the airport for? Because it looked like a grenade and they would try to take it through?
Yeah, the bigger bottles are the grenade. The smaller ones don't look like that.
Landmine?
Yeah.
So does cologne hide BO? If you smell bad, Eddie, can you put cologne over it?
I don't do that. No, I only put cologne on after a shower. I don't do it like after a workout. No, that's like middle school stuff. That's what we used to do in middle school, and it does not hide your BO.
Ray, you ever try to hide your BO with cologne?
Yeah, all the time. Back in the day, we would do it at gym class, but it ends up smelling like fried chicken or something.
Exactly.
They say it may smell better to you, but it's not really hiding the scent to people around you. People that have BO and mixed cologne, it often smells worse.
Than fried chicken.
Although I like fried chicken, I'm being honest with you. Lunchbox, any cologne?
No, I haven't had cologne since the Michael Jordan cologne back in middle school.
I haven't owned cologne.
Let's be real.
I used to buy Brut when I was like 14 from Walmart.
Brut was legit.
And I was like, I'm going to go to school. I didn't have any hair under my arm, but I was like, I wear cologne.
It's so interesting because if I had to put money on you being a cologne guy, I would, like if I didn't know you.
I've got three different body scrubs, but yeah. I don't wear them.
Right. Don't say that. Like, just say you have cologne, dude.
Well, I do. I mean, I have all kinds of stuff in the shower, but just
yeah, like
the
you're
cologne
very
part.
Clean and
$2 billion lottery ticket, and the winner is being sued after the allegations they stole the ticket. Lunchbox, have you seen this?
Yeah, I read about it in the convenience store workers. Like, this guy's crazy. Like, I know who I sold the ticket to. It wasn't that guy.
Can't they just look at footage?
Yeah, and that's what he said. He said there's video cameras, and the lottery authorities have ways to check the ticket, and they know it wasn't stolen. So go ahead and sue away, is what he's saying.
Yeah, and if you got $2 billion, sue me. I got all the attorneys in the world.
That's right.
I just got $2 billion. Man, just shows you. Once you get a little bit of money.
People come.
And people know it. People, you're a target. But $2 billion. That's crazy.
That's so crazy. I mean, how cool is that? That's have $2 billion.
Yeah, pretty cool.
You got to buy one thing. So it's not.
Only one?
You only get to buy one thing with it. And then you have to give the rest back.
Oh,
you can't buy, you can't buy something and then sell it and then take the money off that. So just you get to buy one thing with the lottery winnings. What do you buy?
I can't buy a steak, can you?
What if the lottery is, you just won the lottery, we'll buy you one thing.
A steak is what you're thinking?
No, a state.
Oh.
No, you can't buy a state. It's something you can actually buy.
Buy your island.
Well, I mean, I would buy an island, but if I can't, if I have to give all the money back, then I need a boat. I need all that
stuff. No, you get one thing.
That's what I'm saying. Eddie's saying buy your island.
What's the thing?
Can you buy a city? Cities go up for sale. So then I'm the mayor.
And you got to pay for it.
Oh, boy.
You can buy a small town, but then you got to, again, what do you buy? One thing, Amy.
Can I buy a department store?
Yes.
No, because you can have everything in. You guys are doing Genie with More Wishes.
Oh, you can't buy a store?
Why?
What's just the one thing you would buy?
I'd buy a castle.
Castle. I love it.
Okay.
Castle. Yes, no. Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
Are the dragons included?
I'd buy a castle because that's basically you can't get into my castle. I got that water thing in front. I got a bridge, drawbridge. I got big old columns.
I like that.
I'm buying a castle.
Eddie,
a yacht. What are you talking about? A yacht. Boat.
That's crazy.
But does it come with a captain?
Yeah, because then you got to pay for gas.
I will do it.
Well, I would buy an airplane. But I don't know how to fly it. So
well, it has to come with a pilot.
I would then just have to pay the pilots myself.
Oh man, that's tough.
That's a lot. I guess my kids like the lake, so do I. So we'll get a lake house.
Maybe like, I'll buy all the water in the world. Yeah, if you can buy a state, I'll buy all the water.
It needs to come with a boat.
Okay.
See, that's the problem.
Guys, it's the Genie and More Wishes. I knew you guys would take advantage of this.
Yeah.
The lottery said you won one thing. And at lunch, can I buy a city? A voicemail from George in South Florida.
I heard your Dirk Bentley interview the other day, and I have a quick question for you. So I know Amy's chair was built by Dirk Bentley, and I'm just curious. You said his face was on her seat. Is his face still there, or is it worn off? That's all I'm curious about. Oh, is it still there, or is it worn off? Hey, I love you guys, man. Say hi to everyone on the show, and especially the Lunchbox. I love you.
Sounds like an LB.
Yeah, great, totally. Dude.
Yeah. You guys will get along.
Definitely.
Dirk's face is still on the chair, but the chair is in my office because that chair, what?
Oh, that's the second chair because he's delivered two over the years. And when he walked out, he kind of said, oh, where's the chair? I was like, oh.
It's not the right height for these tables and desks in here.
It's also just I feel more comfortable in this chair not with sitting on nothing his head. On it.
Yeah. All right, this is Julia from North Central Florida.
Hi, Bobby. It's just curious if Lunchbox would be going back to another haunted location. I know he went to the Vasilla Axe Murder House a year or two ago, but I was just wondering if you were going to send him somewhere else. Anyway, love the show.
That's a Scuba Steve question.
No, we moved on from that.
Scuba, can we send him somewhere else?
Yeah, we didn't last year because he had a kid or something like that, or he wussed out, but I'd love to do one this year.
Both, probably.
Yeah,
probably. Me too. What if we could get a sponsor and we'd drive you there, and then they pay you a little bit?
Then we can talk.
Yeah, then we can talk.
Yeah.
Or no sponsor. We'll also talk then.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah.
Here's Monica, who left us a voicemail.
I was just listening to the replay of Easy Trivia from Friday, and calling to help Amy out, it's Nevada, not Nevada. So I know we have trouble with words on the show, but if we could get Nevada right, it'd really help us out. Thanks.
Dang, that's
hard work. After I thought about correcting myself, then I was like, you know what? I'm not the only person in the world.
That was a tough one for me to learn, though, because I always grew up calling it Nevada.
Right.
But it's Nevada, and I memorized that because where you at? Nevada.
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 Yeah, she's right, and I apologized.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Terrible thing.
I know.
And she insulted us.
I know, words are hard.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Adam Levine made a swap for this classic, rare 1971 Maserati. And when I say swap, he traded two cars for it that were worth about $1 million.
Wow.
Well, turns out the dealer gave him a fake Maserati.
Wow.
And
how did he not have that checked out?
Because apparently only 25 were made. And I guess he had it looked at by an expert after he made the trade. And so now he's suing the guy.
Should have sent that to StockX.
Yeah.
They'll check everything.
Isn't that crazy?
That's where I get my shoes from sometimes. And it's a process. They go through and they look at every little pack, inside, thread, to make sure it's legit. The fact that he wouldn't have an expert go, you know who has an expert for everything? The guy that owns a pawn shop in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know.
Rick.
He's always like,
Rick's got an expert for everything.
I got an expert in that. Let me call Jim.
Call a best buddy.
That's right, he does.
It's crazy that something that costs that much, he didn't send someone to look at it before.
The name of the dealer is actually Rick Cole. Mm. So stay away from him.
Well, what kind of gives it away is it's made of Legos. Look at a picture of it. I'm just kidding. All right, go ahead.
Experts predict that around 39% of housework is going to be automated by 2033. So in about 10 years, we're going to have AI doing things like ordering our groceries, household cleaning, dishwashing, cooking, ironing, folding, laundry, all the things. And then the next step after that is childcare and pet duties.
Wow, let's get to that one. Yeah. We should leapfrog the first one here.
I got the groceries.
That we're kind of there already a little bit. I mean, AI is not picking our groceries, but it kind of does. If we've ordered it before, you can kind of reorder it on your phone.
Yeah.
You have the Roomba thing. We don't have one because our dogs will kill it. But that rolls around and does its own cleaning. You have a dishwasher that you just stick it in. So, I mean, we're kind of there. It's not like we're watching the Jetsons for the first time going, ooh. But yeah, I hear you.
Some people have that fridge that... It recognizes what you're low on or out of, and it makes a grocery list for you.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
That I feel like that would be in cahoots with like a company, though. You need more sausage from Jimmy Dean. And Jimmy Dean's like paid him a little bit. So, yeah, that is cool, though. All right, what else?
Kane Brown is making his acting debut on the show Fire Country. It airs on CBS, and his episode will be April 7th. That's just a few days after he's co-hosting the CMT Awards. He plays a train-hopping outlaw who ends up helping injured people at the scene of a crash.
Yeah. I never really understood TVs on refrigerators. Because you would go and you walk around Home Depot, and they would be like, well, this refrigerator has a TV on it. And you're like, dang, that's awesome. And you're like, I'd love to. But what are you going to do, stand there and watch TBS?
Well, during dinner, if the fridge is in the kitchen, you can have it where you can see it.
It wasn't big enough to like, unless the table's right next to the
refrigerator. So what about while you're cooking, just entertainment?
But then just put a TV in there. Especially with streaming now, all these smart TVs, just put a stand on it, put it right there. You don't even want your fridge.
Yeah, or your laptop.
We got a new pan. On the bottom of the pan, you can watch your favorite show. Sometimes it's just stupid.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
17-year-old Rocky Alardo from Virginia. She plays basketball on her high school team. But when she was a freshman, she was diagnosed with this extremely rare tumor, which affected the bones in her body. So she wasn't really able to play. The doctors would let her go to practice. She'd still be part of the team. But she went through chemo, all these surgeries. Well, the last game, her senior year, the doctor said, this is a few weeks ago, the doctor says, hey, you're cleared to play. You're good. She goes, all right, I'm going in. Well, the team goes, they're playing, and they're down by like 2 points at the end of the game.
There's no way.
There's a few seconds left. They pass the ball around. Rocky's like, over here.
This is the real ending?
I'm open. They pass the ball to Rocky. Rocky's behind the three-point line. Up, Drano. And they win. She makes the winning basket. The team wins. Rocky wins. She's the hero, and that's awesome.
That's amazing.
So a lot of these stories are... teams really up or really down, and they let somebody get in the game, like a manager or somebody, a kid with special needs who has been dedicated to the team the whole year. But usually the game's out, like, not part of it. If she really won the game,
yeah. That's what it says. She made the game-winning basket, which is amazing. And I tell my kids, because I coach my 9-year-old basketball, my son, his basketball team, and I tell them, guys, this is why we practice, for those moments. And Rocky, she was going through all this stuff, and she kept going to practice. She kept going to practice, even though she couldn't play in these games.
I can't believe she won the game. That's
pretty amazing.
And the thing is, it's not like, I mean, I feel like in football, you can kind of pass the ball to someone, they can run it in, and you let them. But you put someone at the three-point line, they still have to make it.
Correct.
Why do you not think this is real, Lunchbox?
I was like,
yeah,
man.
Why are you scanning the story?
Yeah, he went to it. I could see him like back checking it.
She still had to make the basket.
Guys, I understand. I just didn't know if this was written this way. Like, hey, guys,
like
don't
a
really,
movie.
Go ahead,
yeah, like a movie.
What's the hater in you found?
Hater in me found like it seems to be real. Like, I mean,
yeah.
It's
crazy. Do you see the shot?
No, I gotta play this commercial from the plumbing service first, and then we're gonna get to the shot.
He just started shaking his head like, "There's no way this is true."
What a hater, man!
And I saw him pull up the hater tape.
Well, because I'm like, if she hadn't played all year,
she practiced, bro.
But is the coach really gonna put her
in the game? He's watching it.
Oh, she made it.
Yeah,
she did
to win the game.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, win the game.
Hey, and they all huddle.
There wasn't a lot of fans there.
Well, it's small school. Okay.
I'm just telling you.
And that's where he goes. He goes, I can still be a hater. He found a way to still be a hater. Eddie, that's a great story.
Thank you.
What's her name again?
Her name is Rocky Alardo.
That's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.